From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More details are emerging about today's deadly workplace shooting in Connecticut. The gunman who opened fire at a beer distributor in Manchester was a warehouse driver who was called in for a disciplinary hearing. The Associated Press reports the gunman was among nine people found dead at the scene. Several others were wounded. BP engineers are planning to take their next step toward plugging the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico once and for all. The plan is to pump mud down the throat of the ruptured well that's been spewing crude. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the crew may also attempt to pour cement into the well, but he says the pressure has to be okay.
Once we get zero pressure in the well from the static kill, there then is an option to put cement in from the top. That has to be predicated on certain conditions being met, and that may or may not be done.
The well's been leaking oil since the rig explosion in April. At least two Lebanese soldiers and one senior Israeli army officer have been killed in a skirmish on the border between the two countries. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that a Lebanese journalist was also killed and another Israeli soldier was seriously wounded.
They are the most serious and deadly clashes to have taken place since Israel's war against the Lebanese Hezbollah movement 4 years ago. Both sides agree that the Israeli army tried to remove a tree in the border area. Israel, though, says it was in its territory and blames the Lebanese army for firing first. Lebanese officials say that the Israelis were on their side of the border and accused the IDF of provoking the battle. In a statement, Israel's military says it fired artillery and used helicopters during the clashes. Israel's northern commander says they responded so severely because these were the first casualties on the northern border Israel has sustained since the war. The border area between the two countries is in dispute, and despite the presence of UN peacekeeping forces, the area remains tense. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Explosions in southern Iraq are blamed in at least 10 deaths. More than 30 people were injured. The federal health care overhaul in the U.S. faces its first official popularity test today. Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio reports voters in Missouri will decide whether to opt out of mandatory health insurance.
The measure's conservative backers want to deny the government authority to penalize citizens for refusing to purchase private health insurance. The vote's largely symbolic because federal law generally supersedes state laws, but it's a direct challenge to President Obama's biggest policy accomplishment, and it has Democrats seeking re-election in November paying close attention. Similar referenda will appear on ballots in at least three other states this fall, and five legislatures have already passed health care opt-out measures. Opponents of the federal health insurance overhaul hope all this state-level action will aid their challenges in court. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Dow's down nearly 30 at 10,647. This is NPR. There seems to be no relief in sight for Western Russia, where temperatures are rising again and wildfires are burning out of control. The fires have destroyed crops in Russia, sending global wheat prices soaring. NPR's David Green says officials in Moscow are trying to shift the burden to local communities.
Vladimir Stepanov, a federal crisis official in Russia, urged local leaders to mobilize. As he put it, they shouldn't just sit and wait for fire brigades to arrive. This comes after a blunt warning from Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who said if local leaders don't adequately manage the fires, they could lose their jobs. The wildfires in western Russia have claimed some 40 lives and taken down 2,000 homes. A few hundred miles east of Moscow, firefighters were especially concerned about keeping flames away from Russia's National Nuclear Research Center. Hot, dry weather has made the ground especially vulnerable to fire, and a state of emergency remains in effect for seven regions, including around Moscow. In the capital, temperatures near or above 100 degrees are suddenly routine in a place that hadn't broken the century mark for at least a century. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Dozens more villages in Pakistan are washed away by floodwaters. The International Red Cross puts the death toll from a week of heavy rains and floods to 1,400. And to make matters worse, a huge dam in northwestern Pakistan is at risk of being breached. This as rescuers struggle to get aid to more than 3 million people affected by the floods. No threat of tsunami from today's earthquake off the coast of eastern Indonesia, and no reports of injuries or damage. The magnitude 6.3 quake centered off Sulawesi Island, nearly 30 miles beneath the ocean floor. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.